Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians. And we're in chapter 5 where we're dealing with a bit of a sticky issue in which Paul tells the church to pursue a brother's repentance and then, if necessary, his removal. And he's told the church that they should be mourning over the brother's sin. And within this mourning process, there are to be many appeals to the erring brother for repentance. Please turn back. Please consider the sinfulness of your ways. Pray for God's kindness to be shown to you by giving you a heart of repentance. We don't want to see you go down this path. This is not going to bring you joy, but only misery and pain and heartbreak. That's the type of pursuit that they are to be after for this brother. Now, the pursuit of repentance, I believe, ought to be a long process, giving the Lord much room and time and space to do His work. But when it becomes convincingly obvious that a person is obstinate and unrepentant concerning his or her public sin, then this person has to be visibly removed from among the church body. This doesn't mean that this person is removed like a bouncer would remove someone from a nightclub, but it does mean that this person is no longer to be considered as a part of the formal, visible expression of the church. So you may ask, what good could that possibly do? Well, look at what it says in verse 5. You are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. The goal of removal is always repentance and restoration. But when repeated attempts have been made at drawing out repentance and those attempts go unheeded, then there must be discipline. And the discipline called for is removal. That person is removed from the visible expression of the church and they are turned out into the world. In other words, that person no longer experiences the blessing and care and support and protection of the spiritual community. This is very weighty, intense stuff, is it not? It is, unless you believe that the church is not supernatural to begin with, unless you believe the church does not carry with it the power of Christ, unless you have never really even put yourself in the care and protection of the body to begin with. We don't believe that the church is just a religious kiosk center that provides some goods and services for people. Churches have the Spirit of the Holy Living God in their presence, and they are to be operating under His rule and reign and power. And to be removed from a church is severe but necessary in order to drive that particular person to the misery of their own fleshliness and worldliness. To be removed from the church is to be removed from the visible rule and reign of God and handed over to the rule and reign of Satan. For an unrepentant person, that's what they want anyway. So they're getting exactly what they asked for. They are just missing out on the very real support, encouragement, and spiritual protection afforded to them by the church. A person who repents presses into the body of Christ for support. A person who does not is pushed to where they want to go anyway, under the influence of the evil one. And all of this is in the prayer and hopes of that person missing the fellowship of Christ and His church. So, did you notice that all of this is done in the power of Christ? If you are out of the fellowship of the church, when the church has acted biblically, then you are out of the fellowship of Christ. And the way back into the fellowship of Christ includes the fellowship of the church. Today, when you pray, please pray for Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Rabbi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya.